Good morning. My name is Jennifer Town.
And I'm Darlene Rample.
And can you believe it's week three in August? And remember, this week, it's all about unpacking the backpack, unpacking your backpack. And today, week three, it's acknowledging emotions. Mm-hmm. Darlene, we'll just go back and say, what was our week one? Our week one.
So our week one was how to slow down. So in order to unpack our backpacks, we have to first slow down to be able to have the time to reflect. And again, we don't learn from experience unless we reflected on it. So remember the stop sign. Remember when you see a stop sign, it's time to stop, to take a breath, to observe what you're feeling, what's going on, and then to proceed. So again, we talked about the importance of practicing, stopping, and just being mindful and being in the present.
I love that. And thank you so much for all your comments, your feedback. We love it because remember, Grief Talk is all about us sharing lessons learned in life and loss. And then our second week, if you missed it, if you like any of these topics and you like a specific one to share with a friend, please just check our videos and please share them, because the whole month is about unpacking your backpack. How to slow down. I like Darlene, like stop. Like remember driving on the highway and it tells us to stop. And what do? We're like, slow down. Week two was also amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was about naming our losses. Mm-hmm. So once we've slowed down, once we can actually have the capacity to reflect, mm-hmm. we want to acknowledge our emotions. And so acknowledge our losses, name our losses. And so we invited you to do a loss graph. So again, take a piece of paper, make a line, write down your losses and your losses over your whole life, because we know our losses accumulate and it's so powerful. So we encourage you, if you haven't done that, to listen to that video and to do your loss graph.
That's so perfect. And you know, the other thing that I loved is how we named all our losses. Mm-hmm. We shared personal stories. Mm-hmm. We shared about decline of health, loss of work, loss of freedom. Oh my goodness. And the list goes on. And we realized that that's what we carry in our backpack. Mm-hmm. Because remember, when we are all born with an empty mm-hmm. backpack. And as life goes and life events happen, they're like rocks and we put them in our backpack. Mm-hmm. And as life goes, we carry our backpack and we start walking like this. I love that backpack illustration so much so that we are going to use it the whole month. Like you are going to hear us talking about the backpack. However, it's all planned and designed to help give you the tools to unpack it. Mm-hmm. Because Darlene and I, lessons learned in life, we unpack our backpack every day. We stop and reflect. Mm-hmm. We think, what's working, what's not working? What do I need? What don't I need? Mm-hmm. What can I release? Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about next week because it's all about releasing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Jennifer, don't get out of topic. Let's stick to acknowledging our emotions. Mm-hmm. And of course, before we dig in, we're going to start with a quote.
So this quote is, I honor how I want to feel. Do you want to unpack that one?
This is so interesting. Talk about, I don't want to say the word because I love this word. However, I can never pronounce it. Scrumble. It's when coincidences happen. However, that's not the word. The word is scrum. Oh.
Serendipity.
Yes, please say darling.
Serendipity.
Serendipity. That's why we are friends, partners, and she supports me in so many ways, like pronouncing such a word. So we're working on Grief Talk, and my friend, I'm going to acknowledge her because her name is Anik. She sends me this quote and says, Jen, I honor how I want to feel. And our topic today is acknowledging our emotions. I totally did not plan that. And I asked her permission for us to share this because it was a total what?
Serendipity.
So I love that. Like we need to give ourselves permission. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I love this. And this is like our theme for today is acknowledging emotions is allowing your feelings to be what they are and not try to change them.
Tell us more about.
So a lot of times we feel bad about feeling bad. How often have you said, oh, I really shouldn't be feeling this way? Or we've been conditioned, we've been trained, we've been taught that feeling bad is wrong. And some feelings are not good to feel. But we need to recognize, we need to allow ourselves to feel what we're feeling and to express those emotions, no matter what they are, and not try to change them. We can't stop feeling bad. We can feel bad, we can acknowledge it, and then we can move forward.
I love it. And why do you think, darling, why do we do that? We don't like to feel bad.
Well, we don't like to feel bad. We don't like to feel pain. We don't like to feel those uncomfortable emotions. And often we really don't know. We're trying not to feel pain. You know, even we're told in society, right? How to get rid of those painful feelings, concentrate on something else, do something else. But when we shut down our painful experiences, we also shut down our happy experiences. It's kind of like we dampen, if we have to dampen one, we dampen both. And so what happens is, if we never acknowledge or if we're never letting ourselves feel those sad emotions, we often get to the point where we're disconnected, and then we don't feel the good emotions anyway. And I know I've experienced that too, just that numbing when you don't want to feel that pain, so you just numb and you just go through life kind of numb and not ever hitting those highs.
I love it. And that's the reason sometimes when you meet people, mm-hmm. and you say, how are you? Mm-hmm. They say, I'm fine. And that's the tell, there's more. Mm-hmm. However, I've learned, lessons learned, if you have the bad feelings and you don't feel good, when someone says, how are you today? A way to say it in a different mm-hmm. way without pretending is that I have seen better days. Mm-hmm. I actually use that mm-hmm. all the time. I like that. Mm-hmm. I have seen better days. And so that tells, if I'm telling Darlene, mm-hmm. I have seen better mm-hmm. days, it means today is not a good day. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. And so that's the topic today.
Being emotionally honest, mm-hmm. right? Total emotional honest. When we say we're fine and we're not, we're actually lying to ourselves and others, right? But when we can be emotionally honest, and that doesn't mean we dump all our stuff on anyone who asks, but when we can be emotionally honest, you'll find it so much more freeing, and then you're allowed to feel those emotions.
Yeah. So let's talk about the impact. What happens when we're not honest with our emotions, right? Because mm-hmm. when we suppress, some of those can lead to very bad, dangerous behaviors. Mm-hmm. I read somewhere about deliberate self-harm. Mm-hmm. Because you need to release it somehow. However, if you're mm-hmm. suppressing them, yeah. and you cannot share with anybody, and they're in.
You just want to feel pain somewhere, so your outlet is to do things that are harmful, or... So that's a lot of times it's releasing that pain, just being able to feel that pain. Because again, we're meant to process feelings. We're designed to be able to work through process. We're designed to feel the good things and the bad things. And when we're not allowed to feel those things, yeah, again, there's that loss of connection. Have you ever felt like you're just there and it's like you don't get excited about anything, but you don't really get sad about anything? And again, that's when we suppress all our emotions.
Yeah. So that's the other tool. The tool number three on how to unpack your backpack. Mm-hmm. So I always say I have a backpack on caring. I have stopped and looked at my backpack. Mm-hmm. I have named the losses, and now I need, as I name them, mm-hmm. I look at them and allow myself mm-hmm. to feel the emotion. Mm-hmm. Some emotions are very sad, mm-hmm. some are frustrating. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about different emotions that happen when you're unpacking these rocks.
Okay, so one of the great tools, one of the great tools we found is called an emotional wheel. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to just share this with you. This is like an amazing tool, because often when we, if we haven't been able to express our emotions or acknowledge or feel our emotions, we don't know what we're feeling. We just have maybe that anxiety, overall anxiety, or we actually don't dig down and see what we're actually feeling. So I love this wheel because it helps us identify, it can help us identify what we're feeling and then be okay with that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. And everybody should have a copy of this when you're unpacking your backpack. Mm-hmm. Look at this and see how mm-hmm. you're feeling. What emotion am I feeling? Because, and I love that from our groups and the work we do, some people cannot even describe how they are feeling. And this tool will help us put a name on it. Mm-hmm. And I love that one of our connections, they said, there's no enough emotions on this wheel. And we said, yes, there's more emotions than what's on the wheel. Yes. However, this will guide us to have some sort of knowing why we're feeling this way and where it's coming from. So please get a copy when you're unpacking your backpack. Feel the emotion, acknowledge it, and there's no shame, judgment, or criticism. And also don't analyze it. No point to analyze, just feel it. You know, sometimes there are things that we can just say, just trust it. Just trust the feeling of your emotions. And I love this so, so much. So this is what we do. This is why we have the 8-week program coming up. Please sign up and let's do this together. Let's discuss. And I find, darling, when someone else mentioned a different emotion that's not on the wheel, other emotions start coming up and you're like, oh yeah, that's how I feel. I actually did not know there was more emotions on that one than what we see on the screen.
And just sharing emotions. And that's why we love our groups, because in our groups, it's a safe place to share a feeling and be okay. And people are okay with your feelings. Mm-hmm. You can share a feeling and often they'll, and again, when somebody can just sit with you through that one, let you express that feeling, let you process, let you acknowledge and name that feeling, then it releases something and you've had that safe place. And it, and then another person will say, oh, I feel that too. Or like, I didn't know I could feel that. And so again, it's so important, especially that's why I love groups. I love having a safe place because again, when we talked about stopping and about naming our losses and sharing that your loss graph, now part of grief is emotion, and it's our emotions that need to be expressed, released in that grief process. So this is the next step about going through those losses that you've experienced on your loss graph and identifying a feeling to go with them.
I love it. So lastly, before we could totally take the whole day talking about this topic because we love it so much. However, darling, share with us about EAL and as we close here.
Okay. I'm going to actually stop this. One of the amazing things about horses is that they feel, they can read what people are saying or feeling. And so again, when somebody walks in and gets close to a horse, if they're anxious, right, the horse will get anxious. If they're calm, the horse calms down. If they're angry, you know, the horse will walk away from. So the horse will reflect them what they're feeling. And the amazing part of horses is sometimes when we're not honest with ourselves, we can be saying one thing out of our mouth, like, oh yeah, we're fine. But a horse will hear how you're feeling, will sense how you're feeling and will react, not to what you're saying, but what you're feeling. And so they're a great reflection. They help us learn, right? When we're not feeling, even when we don't even identify it, if we watch a horse, they can teach us what we're feeling by reflecting and how to identify feelings. It's a wonderful characteristic.
Oh, I love it. So we have, join us for Unpack Your Backpack if you live close to us. Unpack Your Backpack Day, August 27th from 10 to 2.
Yes.
I am so excited because this is like real happening in real time, like unpacking your backpack. Yes. So if you live close to us and you can join us, we will be. Please check out the link, sign up, share. If you know somebody in our county, share and they can come and have a fun day of unpacking our backpack. Because we both know how heavy that backpack can get. And our mission in August is to support you unpack the backpack. So until next Wednesday, share, give us your comment, let us know your thoughts, because we are passionate about unpacking mm-hmm. it. We are hoping mm-hmm. that these tools that we're giving you are helping.
Yes.
And for more details, and we go mm-hmm. deep down for 8 weeks, just check out our website, mm-hmm. sign up, join us, and let's unpack backpack.